Remarks of the President, Braddock, Pennsylvania, 23 October 1952.
Thank you very, very much. I believe that you have some notion of why I'm here. I'm out campaigning for a Democratic victory in November. I was here in 1944 and spoke from a fire truck up the street here. I was running for vice president at that time, and you accommodated me and made me vice president, and that got me into a lot of trouble. You have some wonderful Democratic candidates here in Pennsylvania. You've just met Judge Bard, who's the candidate for the Senate, and Mrs. Buchanan is one of the great congresswomen that's ever been to the Congress in Washington. I want you to be sure and send her back. We need congressmen like Mrs. Buchanan. I hope you will be sure to vote next November, because in my opinion, this is a very important election. Important to you, important to the country, and important to the whole world. I am sure that you'll vote for Adlai Stevenson for president and John Sparkman for vice president. Governor Stevenson is the most outstanding leader to come along since Franklin Roosevelt. He looked out for your interest just as Roosevelt did, and just as I've tried to do. I've been telling people that there is one big issue in this campaign. The issue is whether you want a government that will work for the welfare of all the plain, everyday people of this country, or whether you want a government that will turn the country over to the big financial interests which control the Republican Party. Think of some of the things that have been done for the ordinary people in the 20 years of Democratic administration. You've gotten Social Security, minimum wage laws, protection of the rights of labor, unemployment compensation, housing programs, and a lot of other things too numerous to mention at this time. And then try to think of just one thing the Republican Party has done to advance your interests. I don't think you'll find one little thing. But I believe you know that the old guard Republicans have always voted against your interests in Congress just about every time they've had a chance to vote. The Republicans showed you whom they represented when they gave you that terrible Taft-Hartley law. And they're all set to start to work on you again if they can just gain control of the White House and the Congress on November the 4th. Now, the Republican candidate for president thinks the Taft-Hartley Act is a good thing. He's been completely taken over by Senator Taft and the rest of that reactionary crowd who control the Republican Party. Don't you let them fool you with that five-star front man. The real power in the Republican Party is still where it always has been, and that's in the big business interests that pay the bills and call the tune for the Republican Party. You've got to do a little thinking for yourselves. Only reason I'm going up and down the country explaining what the issues are in this campaign, you can't find them out, because 90% of the press, which represents 81% of the reading public, is against the Democratic Party and against your Democratic president. So he has to go out, ride around over the country and meet wonderful people like this and try to get them to do a little thinking for themselves. I wish I had a chance to furnish you with the record of the Republicans in the Congress and the record of the Democrats in Congress. I've been telling you various things that they've been for and against as I go around the country. All you need to do is to think a little. Think for the welfare of the free world. Think for the welfare of the greatest republic the sun has ever shone on. And then think of your own interest, which is centered in the policies that are pursued in Washington. If you do those things, I won't have to persuade you, because you'll vote for the welfare of yourselves. You'll vote the Democratic ticket on the 4th of November, and we'll have a Democratic administration. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I'll tell you in just a moment where Margaret is. Margaret had to go to New York last night because she's going on another show.